Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Our midterm election was held this week. Both parties worked so hard to win, and we still don't have all the answers yet on winners in every race. Expectations and polls suggest Republican Party would take control of the House. Going into the election, the Senate was evenly divided, 50 Republicans and 50 Democrats. And as I prepare this program, we still don't know the outcome. The Congress, House, and Senate are responsible for writing the laws, voting, spend money, and also cut taxes. But President Biden can be expected to make executive orders and issue regulations and execute the laws that Congress passes. But the Congress holds the purse strings. If our two parties cannot pass a new budget or pass an extension of the current spending into next year, we could face a shutdown of our government. The old challenges that our Congress has faced have not gone away. Inflation and debt and border problems and crime and a war in Ukraine. We need a budget and we should write a new farm bill. Well, good luck. Now, another subject. This Friday will be Veterans Day. We need to thank and celebrate our military. I think about the millions of individuals that have given their lives to protect and secure our nation. First, we fought the British to gain our independence. President Lincoln led us through our own Civil War. We made it through World War I, and then World War II, the Korean War, Vietnam, and more. In the spring, I always take a bike ride past the many memorial monuments on the grounds of Washington, D.C. Memories of World War II. When I was in grade school, my mother's cousin was killed in that war. One of my dad's hired men fought and died also. Something that really weighs heavily on my mind is a West Point classmate killed in Vietnam. When we were at the military academy, he taught me how to play the guitar. We played and sang songs. When I tour the Vietnam Memorial with 50,000 names chiseled into its stone face, his name is there. So let's bow our heads and say thank you to our veterans. And I'm John Block from Washington.